Well, of course, we've been providing extensive coverage of the Republican National Convention throughout the week. And once again tonight, you can join us for NPR coverage beginning at 8 o'clock. But once again this morning, we're joined by Buffalo News political reporter Bob McCarthy, who is on hand in Cleveland. Good morning to you, Bob.
Greetings from the great city of Cleveland.
Absolutely. It's front and center on the news throughout the morning here on Morning Edition. And, of course, it's nice to get a local perspective or a state perspective, which we're able to get through you because you've been there on hand. And in this morning's paper, as a matter of fact, you write about the New York delegation. And from your perspective, and you've been following politics for a long time now, you see this New York Republican delegation as unified as ever. Maybe give us an example and some thoughts on that.
Well, you're so right, Jay, because, you know, you could be looking at what has been going on at this convention where you've got states like Colorado who are upset about the Trump nomination, and there were a few people who walked off the floor when he was officially nominated last night. That doesn't happen in New York State. This place is just totally, solidly behind this New Yorker, and it was totally evident last night when the nomination that put him over the top came from the New York delegation. Chairman Ed Cox handed the microphone over to Donald Trump Jr. And as we have in a story in the paper today also, that, man, I never saw such a happier New York delegation as when that very special historic moment took place last night on the floor of the convention. So they're there with him, and I guess that's what happens when Donald Trump wins 61 out of 62 counties in the primary, won 61% of the vote. As far as the Republican Party is concerned, it's Trump country. A general election is a whole nother story, but not when you just come to the Republican Party.
Yeah, I want to get into that for sure. But before that, let's get back to the New York delegation and just their whole position in this particular convention, and of course the role last night. We did see some of the smiling faces in the background, pictures of Carol Paladino and things along those lines. What about how much they're relishing their role at this convention?
It's, you know, when you are the home state of the nominee, you're kind of in a special spot. They're in a great hotel downtown. They are situated in the very center of the convention floor, directly under the podium. You could just see last night, I was right there on the convention floor when the vote was cast, and it was just interesting to see the dynamics. There were messengers running up to whisper into Ed Cox's ear about what was coming next, and there were ushers clearing a way for the Trump family to come in, and they make their grand entrance. And it's a very special place for the New York delegation. And you know, as our story says today, it's the first time a New Yorker's been nominated for the presidency since FDR in 1944. And then we're going to turn around and do the same thing in Philadelphia next week, which is very interesting.
Absolutely. So it's very interesting to hear about that support that is galvanized behind Donald Trump in New York State among Republicans. You did mention a couple of the other delegations, perhaps not quite as behind the nominee just yet. And let's maybe get into that now, moving forward a little bit, just a little projection about perhaps maybe some of the lingering questions, some of the concerns maybe that you're hearing about, the whispers or around the convention center about Donald Trump moving forward.
Yeah, you know, in the grand scheme of things, Jay, something like Melania Trump's plagiarism problem is not a big deal. Or the order of convention speakers, or whether or not convention speakers are adhering to the theme of the night and some of the stuff that people get all excited about in this business. But nevertheless, it does raise more overarching questions about the ability of this campaign to manage itself and whether or not it has a complete control and a complete grasp of what it's doing. And so, you know, the first two nights of the convention have raised those questions. My guess is that these next two nights are traditionally the ones that people really focus on when the vice presidential nominee speaks tonight and then the nominee speaks tomorrow night. And that's what really is what the convention is all about. Remember, as we've been talking about this week, it's all about image. It's all about conveying a message. That's what conventions do. And Donald Trump will probably take care of that himself, my guess is.
Well, Bob McCarthy, appreciate you getting up bright and early with us this morning. Now another 18-hour day ahead for you. Thanks, as always, for your time.
Can't wait.
Okay,
thank you.